Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Jeffrey, have you ever had a cronut?
So I have not had a cronut. I know Ron and Karen in their studio had cronuts.
And you're not going in there.
So I had already picked up breakfast. Had I known we had the cronut, that would have changed my planning.
Well, cronut's like a donut, but it's...
It's a cross between a croissant and a donut, according
right,
to
exactly.
Karen.
And it's got... So it's like a donut, but then have a hole. Then it's got a million layers inside, light, fluffy layers inside, a lot of frosting on the top. And... A woman who's making cronuts, and I was familiar with cronuts other places. I didn't know that Memphis had a cronut outlet yet. And I'll be honest, I don't need to eat a lot of cronuts, although I just ate one and it was freaking delicious. But sweet tooth isn't my biggest weakness to begin with, so I won't go out. But they're unbelievably delicious. Given that that is not my now, I'd point you to where you can get them. But she doesn't have a place open yet. There's a place opening in Arlington, evidently, later on in the summer. And so I can't even point people where to go get the cronut. I can just tell you that I had a delicious cronut. It was absolutely fabulous.
Coming soon.
So that has that is how I started this fine morning. And now I'll be on a high the rest of the show. Really more because of the lineup than anything else. John Martin will join us in the next segment. Then Chris Harrington. I gave you all homework yesterday. You were supposed to read his piece on possible targets that the Grizzlies could think about with all their large basket of assets they have now. And so we'll talk to Chris about that. Then Sam Hardiman is going to return. He'd taken a couple weeks off from the show. So that is the lineup for today. We do have a lot to get to. Just my own personal sports torture, Jeffrey. The Panthers won the cup last night.
Mm-hmm.
You know who the leading scorer was?
That would be...
Last night? Wasn't the MVP. Was not the...
Reinhardt last night.
Sam Reinhardt.
Yes.
Sam Reinhardt had four goals. Four goals has the Panthers won. Wins another cup. Sam Reinhardt, of course, former Buffalo Sabre, scoring four goals in the clincher. And by the way, when we're going to talk, we'll talk about the Stephen A. Smith stuff, free agency, everything else. But just so you know, it's not Memphis that is the only place that has issues of tract, whatever. The GM for the Sabres had a press conference earlier this year.
How'd that go?
Where he explained that players, the GM explained.
By the way, not off the record.
On the record said players don't want to come here because of taxes and no palm trees. That's what he said. He said, basically, we're an asshole. And so how do you expect me to get any players?
Well, what do you want me to do?
That's the GM. And so whatever your personal sports torture, I will match you and raise you. Raise you one Sam Reinhardt scoring four goals and winning another cup. But we'll get to the Stephen A. stuff. Obviously, people, it all happened by the time, I'm sure you talked about it on your show yesterday a little bit, right?
Yeah, we did. We yeah. talked about it a little bit.
And so, and I, at this point, unless you've been living under a rock, you know what happened. Stephen A. on, who knows what he's going to. What he's going to say today. He's not the type to just drop something and move on. Can we say that?
No. And, I would argue yesterday he got exactly what he wanted.
Oh, that's the problem. He got exactly what he wanted. And so, of course, it was Stephen. It was the way that it unfolded, saying to Marcus Morris, you going to tell the folks why nobody wants in Memphis, or you want me to do it? And Marcus Morris says, I'd love to be in Memphis, you know, so like
he would like a job.
He would like a job. Yes. And then Stephen A. Smith went on and said, great sports town, great fans, great people. So at that point, you knew the butt was coming. Right. Right. You know, oh, yeah. You knew the butt was coming. Here it is. But there's an element there where cats like Jimmy Butler and others don't feel like it's the safest environment. I'm talking to the local authorities in Memphis. You've got to clean up some stuff because it's dissuasive to NBA players. They've talked about it. I know they've told me. And then you had Ja Morant tweeting back, I'm a bee in that 901 with a teddy bear, source me, and then says, instead of focusing on the performances we have seen from J-Dub Shea, TJ Siakam, how this series is going, we say something negative about a team city on a national level. And then the mayor got into it, and Ted Townsend from the chamber got into it. I talked to Ted Townsend. He was fired up. Everyone was fired up. Memphians were going at Stephen A. Stephen A. then claps back, says, I got more. I got more at Ja. And so there you go. So what is there to say about that? Well, first of all, I'd say this. Whatever problems the Grizzlies have attracting free agents, And we'll get to the crime thing in a minute. Like, it's not how they're going to build a team. It's not how they're ever going to build their team. None of these stars were ever coming to Memphis. None of them will ever come to Memphis. That's the way it goes because Memphis is a small market. You know, stars aren't going to Utah. Stars aren't going to Portland. Stars aren't going to Memphis. Stars aren't going to small market, non-glamorous teams, period. The end. That's how it works. You can get, like, you can get, if you've got a great team in a small market, you can get bit players, role players to come join you. But there's a reason that when LeBron James was in Cleveland and awesome, he couldn't get any LeBron James couldn't get people to come to Cleveland. And so you're in a small market. It's just the way it works. You can get star players to small markets by drafting them, Giannis, or by trading for them before they're stars, SGA. You can get a star to small markets, Ja Morant, here. You just can't persuade them to come as free agents. That is the way the world works. And you don't even have to, as a Grizzlies fan, bemoan it. Because the truth of the matter is what recent history has shown us is that chasing free agent stars, not the way to do it anyway.
And I think now even more than now, ever because you're overpaying.
You got to pay them an extraordinary amount of money. And so, yes, getting free agent stars to come to your city. Let's see what happened in Brooklyn. How'd that turn out when they chased KD? Let's see. Phoenix was a glamorous enough city that it could attract KD. And what happens? Absolute wipeout, desolation, disaster. So the truth of the matter is it doesn't even particularly impact the Grizzlies. What does impact the Grizzlies is that in a small market, you don't make as much money. It's harder to sustain, paying second apron, whatever else. But the truth of the matter is we're learning that it's hard for teams because of the roster restrictions. It's hard for them to sustain years and years and years of being in the second apron anyway. So, but it is clearly true that stars don't want to come to Memphis. And the reason is because they have never come to Memphis. Now, the reason some may use, and we'll get to this in a minute now, is say crime. But once upon a time, it wasn't like before they'd said it was crime. It was Phil Jackson saying Memphis looked like Dresden before the war.
Yep.
I mean, after the war, not before the war. I guess before the war, Dresden was probably pretty nice.
Yeah, it's actually beautiful.
Beautiful, I'm sure. So like after the war. So they have never come here. They will never come here, nor will they ever go to Utah, nor will they ever go to Portland. Nor will they ever go to Detroit, for God's sakes. Nor will they ever, like, rattle them off. Stars don't go to small market cities. And that is okay. And so that's the first thing that I would say about it. It really has, and that's the way in which Stephen A. bringing this up was weird. It had nothing to do with anything. Again, I'm not even, we'll get to the truth of the matter here in a minute and what he said. But it had nothing to do with anything. The conversation was, of course, should the Grizzlies trade Ja Morant? Which is a perfectly fine but clickbait conversation, right? It's what for whatever reason the NBA has turned into. Instead of talking about the games, it's a transaction-driven league, right? All anyone cares about with the NBA, it appears, it's the NBA finals can be going on, but what people really like to talk about is transactions.
And so, I think I'd say broader drama.
And drama. That's true.
But yes. I think transactions have actually become drama.
Yeah. And so, so whatever. It was in that context. It really had nothing to do with the topic. Nothing to do with the topic, because the topic was, should you trade Ja? Should you not trade Ja? Who are you going to get? Whatever. And yes, it is true that Memphis isn't going to attract free agents. Memphis has never attracted free agents. So, and it's okay. So that's the first thing I'd say about it. It's not the reason. It may be a reason. It may be the reason that is given now more often than other reasons, but it was never happening and never has happened. It never will happen. That is the way it goes. The second thing to say about it is, and this is just true as well, is that
you'll never guess what's on First Take right now.
There you go. Popping right up. They're popping right up. The second thing to say about it is, God, they're showing Ja's tweet. This is the problem.
Tweets.
This is the problem, is that if
he got exactly what he wanted,
he gets exactly what he wants about it. And then it's another day of slandering Memphis. Right. So the second thing to say about it is, and this is true, is that Memphis is, weirdly enough, like, not the leader in the clubhouse when it comes to just, say, murders and right now. You know what I mean? Like, the weird thing is that there are lots of other major league cities where crime is, per the numbers, as bad. Memphis is in the same category as New Orleans. Memphis is in the same category as St. Louis. Memphis is in the same category as Detroit. Memphis is in the same category as Baltimore. It's kind of unfortunate, not kind of, it is deeply unfortunate that when it comes to Memphis, this is the conversation. Because it is not a uniquely dangerous city. It is, let's be honest, too dangerous a city. But it is not a uniquely dangerous city. The problem is, and this is a real problem, and if you don't accept it as such, you have your head in the sand. The problem is that it is perceived as a uniquely dangerous. The reputation is real. It's grounded in reality. It is grounded in reality. And the reputation is real. And if you think that it is impossible that an NBA player said that to Stephen A., I think you're delusional. Is it possible that a scientist who's recruited to St. Jude would say Memphis? I don't know about the crime there. You know, is it possible that a senior who's applying to colleges from Dallas that they wants to go to Rhodes, and they might say, I don't know. Is it possible that a senior who wants to go to the University of Memphis from Knoxville or Nashville, parents might? I don't know. If you don't think that doesn't have a real impact on our city, you're delusional. Of course it does. I would argue that it is as big a problem that this city faces, is that how do you recruit talent, not NBA, to any kind of talent?
Yeah.
How do you recruit talent to Memphis when that is the prevailing image, even if things are getting better? Even if it's exaggerated image, even if there are others that are as bad, the problem is the image is the image. And if it's reasonable to think, indeed natural to think, that FedEx might have issues recruiting to Memphis, or that St. Jude might have issues recruiting to Memphis, it is not unreasonable to think that the Grizzlies might have some issues. Again, I don't think it's the reason. I don't think it really has anything to do with how they're building their team this offseason or any offseason. But it is unreasonable to think that people use crime as a shorthand for why they might want to go to Minnesota. No, it is not unreasonable. It is indeed, because like we all know it. That is the, if you mention that you live in Memphis to anyone outside the city, you're surprised when they say, I'm so happy, by the way. This does occasionally happen. I'm out there and I'll say it. I'm from Memphis. And they say, oh, we love Memphis. I stop there every time I drive. Blah, 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 blah. I love it. But it comes as a relief because I'm braced for saying, ugh. I mean, I'm braced for hearing them say, ugh, crime. And so, of course, like, the reputation is an immense problem for any successful enterprise. Indeed, the truth of the matter is, if you've been reading Sam Hardiman's reporting on the Grizzlies and downtown and the lease, what do we hear all the time?
About the redevelopment of downtown.
What they're most concerned about, it's no longer about dollars and whether there's money for an arena. What they are concerned about is the same stuff that Stephen A. alluded to. We want to see progress on this issue. That's where they want to see progress. There's all this, there's the new police outposts that they have there, and they have all the cameras that are going there, but it's not just the Grizzlies, it's any downtown restaurant you talk to. Same thing. Anyone who owns a downtown restaurant. We want to see progress on this issue before we send the lease, honestly. Like, that's what we want to see. So you can't, I think Stephen A. Smith is irresponsible. I have enormous respect for the way he has turned himself into a gazillionaire and a success, for his ability to do that. It is unquestionable. Kind of amazing. I don't have much respect for the fact, the way that he does it, like that he literally just exists to stir up controversy. Like, literally, that's it. Whether it's picking fights with LeBron or whatever else, like, that's what he does. He picks fights, and then then everyone looks, and then whatever. And so I don't have respect for the way he did it. You cannot deny his success. And so here now he's going to be pounding Memphis again, and it's going to become the narrative again. And the problem is it literally becomes self-perpetuating. Probably better off. We would have all been better off. Ja would have been better off to say nothing. When he goes after you, you're probably better off to just let it pass. Because then you wouldn't get another day of hearing that Memphis is a dangerous place. So, I do, by the way, respect, and it was kind of, I found it fascinating that it was Ja who did that. Now, he didn't come out and say, listen, Memphis is an idyllic paradise, there's no crime, and it's the best place I've ever lived, and whatever else. But it was very clear, the implication was, he was going after Stephen A. for saying, instead of focusing on a pretty compelling NBA Finals, going out of his way to say negative things about a city. That's what he said in the tweet. And it was interesting that it was Ja who did that, because Ja, of course, was the victim of crime himself in the city of Memphis in December in Eads, where he lives, where burglars hit his house and took up to $1 million in cash and possessions. Now, Ja, of course, the people who were subsequently charged with that are also the same people who hit Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Joe Burrow.
It was not a Memphis thing. And it's pretty clear that Ja was able to say, this happened in Memphis, but this is not unique to Memphis. And I'm not going to hold this against the entire city. And by the way, it was kind of news for Ja to come out and say he wants to be here. You know what I mean? Like, that was that, by the way, in everything else that happened, just saying, I am going to be here. That's what he said. That's news, right?
Source me.
I am going to be in Memphis. Source me. So that is news. So the problem is, what do we do about the reputation? And the challenge is, of course, is that when you get a reputation, whatever, if you're an actor who has a reputation for being difficult, right? Early on in your career, you erupt at people, you trash your co-stars, producers find you difficult, someone sees you at a restaurant, rip whatever. Okay, and then you go 15 years of being the perfect human being, generous, easy to get along with, all of those things. And then you have a bad day.
Yep.
A bad day. Maybe you're at the airport. You're flying commercial for some reason on whatever, and you've been bumped from three flights. You're in first class still, and you're still, but you're, and there's video of you yelling at someone, right? Okay, comfort plus. And there's video of you yelling at someone in the airport because you just lost it.
Yep.
And what they'll say is, there he goes again. Oh, he's been a jackass.
Yep.
And it's the same problem that Memphis is up against. Is that when you have that reputation, and let's be honest, it is earned. Like what happened was, and Sam Hardiman's written extensively about this, is that from 2005 to 2015, I think the numbers were an average of 19 murders per 100,000, right, in the city of Memphis. And then it, during COVID, it jumped up to, I don't have the number in front of me, 70, you know, so whatever. And now it's down. It's down 30 something, I think it was. Yeah, 30. I have it in my column. I have that number in my column. It's 30 something.
Still above pre-pandemic.
Still above pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
Still above pre-pandemic, but well below New Orleans, well below St. Louis. Well, like it is not close to, quote unquote, the murder capital of the country now, at least in 2024. But it is
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's too high. And if you live here, you know that it's a reality. So what do we do about it? Well, the most important thing to do about it, of course, is to address the problem. That is the most important thing to do about it. And I think the city is doing some things about it. Right? We've heard about it. Particularly, I hate to say it, like downtown is not important. It's not more important for people that for people generally who live in another, any other part of Memphis that downtown is safe. Like it matters that South Memphis is safe, and North Memphis is safe, and Memphis, you know, and East Memphis is safe, and West Memphis is like it matters they're all safe. But downtown has a when something happens downtown, yeah. It resonates in a way than it does not. And so I think if you can't keep your downtown safe, like what kind of city are you exactly, right? If you can't keep that safe, like we can say Chicago's not safe, but you're walking downtown Chicago, you feel pretty safe.
Yeah.
Right? So what you do is you have a real urgency about addressing the problem that caused the reputation. And you hope to hell that even as you make progress on the numbers, that you don't have the, like, for example, when the rapper was killed at the Westin, shot at the Westin, like, that's not,
that doesn't help.
Doesn't help, right? That doesn't help. And so, but you just do, you realize that, and these things are all connected, obviously. Poverty is the root cause of this. The loosened gun laws then exacerbated it, and here we are. Like this isn't some puzzle that's been hard to figure out why we are where we are. It's poverty and guns. That's what it is. It's poverty and guns. Guns and poverty. But so yes, you address as best you can the problem. And then I do think, and this is one of my own pet peeves about Memphians, is you don't contribute to the reputation, to the perception issues. And too many people, I just think, like, we can criticize Stephen A. for saying what he says about Memphis, but how many Memphians, when anything bad happens, or when Kash Patel, director of the FBI, said what he said about Memphis, which was not true at the time, but he said it. And man, I can't tell you how my Facebook feed filled up with people saying, hey, look, we're the worst place in the world. Just glorying in it. Like, we do have a role in maintaining our own reputation. And then the other thing is, and this is one of the things that's interesting to me, Jeffrey, is why is it that Memphis is known primarily, I hate to say it, for this? And then cities that have equal crime problems,
yep,
St. Louis and New Orleans, just to say, are not, right? If you think New Orleans, it is a very dangerous city.
Yes.
Just like Memphis is a very dangerous city. But you don't hear people say, doesn't want to play for the Pelicans, because it's a crime, you know what I mean? They don't want to play for the Pelicans. Just like, again, the reality of this is nothing to do with anything. Stars and the Grizzlies.
They don't want to play in Denver.
The Grizzlies, yeah, because they want to play in Denver. The Grizzlies, unlike the Pelicans, by the way, have never lost a player that they wanted to keep.
Yep.
Literally never. In 25 years, they've never brought in a big-time free agent, and I'm not counting Chandler Parsons, damaged goods. They've never brought in a big-time free agent. They've never lost a player that they wanted to keep. Because they didn't want to be in Memphis.
Right.
Never. Never. New Orleans has lost a parade of them. So why is it that the narrative exists about Memphis, but does not exist about New Orleans or St. Louis? Like, St. Louis, no one ever said, Cardinals can't win, because you know what? It's dangerous. You know?
Well, I mean, last time I was there, that was the other thing that I stood out. Like, you want to talk about depressing downtowns? I mean, I like going to St. Louis. This is not me bagging on
St. Louis.
I think it stems from PR campaigns designed to attract tourism, because inherently New Orleans is a tourist city. And so because of that, like, every, to your point, every city has challenges. How's it going in LA right now? Like,
the issue is, every city has their challenges. Is there good stuff to surmount? You know what I mean? Look at what's happening in Oakland. And by the way, the Grizzlies can have a hand in this.
Sure.
Because one thing you see right now, and the Grizzlies have historically had a hand in this, for the good. when the Grizzlies were winning and were lovable and were the core four Grizzlies,
yep,
right? Here's what happened. People came to Memphis and they said, what a cool town.
Yep.
What a great vibe. Grit, grind. It's a city with soul. So all the bad things, well, they weren't as bad at that point because it was pre-pandemic. But listen, Memphis, from the moment that it was founded,
yeah,
has had a crime problem. It's a freaking river town. You know what I mean? Like, Memphis has had a, and then Memphis.
River town that's historically had a lot of poverty.
And had a lot of poverty. And so Memphis has always had a quote unquote crime problem. But so when Memphis, when the Grizzlies were a large part of, if there's enough good things, people focus on the good things,
yep,
instead of the bad things. And I think that's what happens in New Orleans. There's plenty of crime and poverty in New Orleans, but like, man, people are like, man, the po' boys, you know?
Well, I mean, usually when you go to New Orleans, you're eating good and you're drinking.
You're drinking good and whatever. And people, yeah, and St. Louis, again, plenty of crime in St. Louis, but when the Cardinals are doing what the Cardinals were historically have done, what a great city.
Yeah.
What a great city. Good people here, you know, so the Grizzlies can't have a hand in it. But I do think, generally speaking, you need good stuff. It's not just, hey, don't be a megaphone for the bad stuff. And too many of us are megaphones for the bad stuff. I do think there has to be a focus both from the city and individually on the good stuff, because that's what, like, again, in terms of numbers of murders, Chicago easily, like, it's number one. When Jordan was winning those titles, no one was saying, oh, how did Michael do it in this town with so many murders? You know, and honestly, Chicago Stadium, not the best part of town.
No,
not the best part of town. So I feel bad for the city and what it's being dragged through here, because I really don't think it has much to do with the Grizzlies off season. That's the extent to this is irresponsible.
It has almost nothing.
It has nothing to do with the Grizzlies offseason. And that's why it has nothing to do with whether Ja's going to stay or go because of the contract. Jaren's going to stay or go because of the contract. This has nothing to do with anything. It was totally gratuitous. But it wasn't inaccurate in terms of the real larger problems that Memphis has, including the Grizzlies and the problems that they have and their own larger future in Memphis. They have said, we need to see. They haven't said, because they don't say anything. But
they've articulated,
listen,
behind the scenes.
Listen, we know that they give tours around the area.
Yep.
And it's not to say to politicians. It's not to point out how great it is. It's not a photo op. It's to say, man, if you want us to stay here, it's kind of important that you clean this up, which is not that different than what Stephen A. said. If players want to go there, the authorities have to focus and clean some stuff up, right? I mean, and so, yeah, totally gratuitous, unfortunate shot, playing on the reputation of the city.
Low-hanging fruit.
But the reputation of the city is a real problem that I think the city understands and the city is trying to address. But it is a real problem, and it may not be why Jimmy Butler wanted a massive contract that the Grizzlies weren't going to give him, right?
Yeah.
But when this stuff gets amplified, a scientist in Boston is watching First Take and might be being recruited to St.
Sure.
Jude. And they're like, well, if Jimmy doesn't want to go, I don't want to go. It is certainly in the top three and maybe the single biggest challenge in front of this city. And we just had another example of it yesterday. And there has to be urgency. And I think there is urgency in addressing it, because it takes a long time to change your reputation.
Yeah, I've also wondered, though, should we as a city adopt Danny White when he was at UCF's mantra of, you just go so over the top declaring how great it is that even if it's disingenuous, like declaring yourself national champions, like, it's impacting, A, it rallies your own people, it kind of creates a sense of community of like.
I think that that's true. Like, you definitely felt a rallying around of
But it
Methians.
Also, it does. There are some people out there that are like, man, UCF might be pretty cool. You know what I mean? Like, you're not competing. Like, the best student that wants to go to the University of Florida, you're maybe not getting that. But maybe you're getting people that didn't think about it.
Right. Yeah, I guess. I can see that, too. Anyway.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fishman, he liked to be a behind the scenes producer of the show today.
Yes.
He said, of the show, he said, are you going to take calls today? And I would like to take calls on this, but we're just fully loaded. We got fully loaded. We got John Martin coming up next. Then we have Chris Harrington. And then we have Sam Hardiman. In terms of the news, just very briefly, Job basically saying, I'm going to be here. What did you make? Look, all the other stuff aside.
Yeah, that didn't surprise me because I think Zach made it very clear at the...
We've now heard from both sides, though, right? Like,
yeah,
Zach saying he's going to be here, Josh saying I'm going to be here.
I also think, though, if Zach didn't feel confident, like, if Zach, I think, were uncomfortable at the position they would have been in with Ja at the end of the season, I don't think he goes that strong. Because he was very... To me, like, that was the biggest takeaway from that. It's like, he is in the Ja Morant business, and he is... he felt confident. But to your point...
Of course, I always want the Grizzlies to win. I'm just kind of fired up about them being good this year. I would love them to kick some ass and take some
games. You want a revenge tour?
I want a revenge tour. I do. I want a revenge tour. Here's what happens. When you win games.
Of course, I kind of thought this year was going to be.
I know. But now
like,
I'm ready. Now I'm
like right there.
Now
like,
I'm really ready for the revenge tour.
Because it was a really bitter third act.
You see all these stories about, I mean, literally, who did it? Who? It was, I think it was maybe David Aldridge over at The Athletic. Did a whole story about what a great, sure, it's a small town without much happening here, but the players love it. There's a all-for-one, one-for-all feeling. There's a, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what happens when you win.
Yes.
It's what happened when all of a sudden, Memphis was the coolest place in the world.
Your barbecue tastes better. Your beer's crisper.
When you know, whoop that trick and the growl towels, and there was no place like Memphis, and everyone was fawning over Memphis, and what a, you know, what a great city and what a great place to be, and players love it here. They flourish here. They live here, even whatever, like they. So the Grizzlies can fix this for us too. We need a revenge tour.
Yeah,
that's what I'm staking my flat. We need a revenge tour.
I'm in.
You're in?
I'm your lieutenant.
Revenge Tour 25, baby. 25-26. All right, we'll talk to John Martin about all of this when we return. You know what Memphis does have? It's got O'Call.
Darn right it does.
I mean, they, let me ask you this. Does St. Louis have O'Call?
They do not.
Nope. Does New Orleans have O'Call?
They do not.
Nope. Now, Nashville does have an O'Call. They have a Nashville store as well in O'Call.
It's called evangelism, Jeff.
It is called evangelism. Exactly right. Some of the great things about Memphis, Gus's, O'Call, we do occasionally share with others. But O'Call is O'Call is a Memphis original, and it is truly one of the great stores in the country. Every time I go there, it lifts my spirits, and it has totally transformed my wardrobe. So whether you're heading to the beach or the backyard or wherever you're heading this summer, we're officially bearing down on summer now, Jeffrey. We still aren't there, actually, officially, right? When is it? It's this week?
That would be the 21st, I believe.
21st. But it is time. It's time to get in there and get your polos from Peter Millar.
I'm seeing officially Friday, June 20th at 9:42.
Go celebrate the arrival of summer in one of the great stores in America. I'm wearing my Brack slacks right now.
Oh, yeah. You're comfortable and stylish.
Most comfortable pants I've ever worn. And at the wedding over the weekend, what was I wearing? I was wearing my sport coat from O'Call, one of the great stores in America. And you can go there this week. How about that? We're going to take a break. John Martin, when we return, 92.9 FM ESPN. All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by John Martin, Jason and John, every single day from 11 to 2. I'm an avid listener to the show. Now, are you going to talk more about Stephen A. today, John, or not? You done? You moved on? Because this happened early enough that you were able to talk about it yesterday. You said your piece?
Yeah, we talked about the whole. I mean, his tweet late last night, I don't think is... Although, I don't know, it's June 17th or whatever it is. So
we got transactions. We got transactions, possible transactions. We got Tigers. The lots of talk from the Tigers last night that I'm going to get to in a moment. Let me answer me this, John. Why, when Memphis has a real crime problem, but no worse than some comparable cities, New Orleans, St. Louis, Detroit, Baltimore. Like, we're in the elite category. There's no question, right? Like, you can argue whether we're a top 10, 20 college basketball town. We are definitely still a top 20 crime town, right? But why is it that no one's talking about New Orleans like this, right? Or the Cardinals and how hard it is for them to win in St. Louis. Or Detroit and why the Lions can't win. And why is it that Memphis... It's the thing that people associate with Memphis, even though it is not unique in that way. And it's not the thing that people associate with some of these other places.
The longer this has gone on, the more I am just completely flabbergasted that Stephen A. did this. Like, he sounded like a Daily Memphian commenter.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm trying to rag my brain for other instances where any pundit talking about any sport in any city, in any franchise,
has dragged the
ever
city.
Ever brought up crime in that locale on national television. I mean, honestly, I would expect, like, if I write an article or a column on DailyMemphian.com where I say Memphis doesn't have the NIL or Memphis's class is underwhelming. Yeah, that's because nobody wants to come here because of crime. You know, I didn't expect Stephen A. Smith to say that on national television. It's just outrageous. I don't remember
I don't remember. Maybe I just wasn't watching the, on this particular. But I don't remember when Kevin Durant joined the Warriors back when they were in Oakland as a free agent. I don't remember Stephen A. Smith going on there and saying, "Man, I cannot believe Kevin Durant did this because he knows he's going to Oakland. Does he know he's going to Oakland when the crime is so high? I talked to the authorities." Yeah, I don't remember that.
Just weird. Like, I don't know if people know this. The Yankees. Do you know they play in the Bronx? Like, do you know the Yankees play in the Bronx? You know, I know they've cleaned up New York City, but like New York City used to be, the word preposition was a real hellhole, right? And they win a lot of titles. It's just that's what's interesting to me is that, again, I don't think it is not an excuse or a reason for complacency to point to other cities that are just as bad. I do not accept that. The focus in Memphis leaders should be on Memphis and not on saying, "Oh, well, look at New Orleans," right? Like that's not. What I do puzzle about is why is it the defining thing about Memphis where it is defining thing about New Orleans or when murders in Chicago were just off the like the who wants to play in Chicago or who like why? You know, that is what is
because you know because the reality is. Is that whoever it is, Kentavious Caldwell Pope, right? Like he's not going to buy a property in Fraser, okay?
Right.
He's not going to buy a condo in South Memphis, you know, or Orange Mound, where you know, I mean, we know we have zip codes, you know, where crime is worse than others. I mean, like any other city. That's what's so mind-boggling is that like these NBA players, they're not in the community, man.
Like, no, but I do think one of the issues I think there's the issue let's be a that just the crime numbers were blew up during the pandemic, and then the other thing that's happened, and I think this is just somewhat circumstantial, is there have been some really high-profile events, you know, the St. Jude researcher who was killed right there on, you know, right there, basically downtown, walking to the park. Right. And obviously we know about Liza. And so there have been some really high profile things.
Yeah. But I mean, how about when the Boston Marathon got bombed? Did Stephen A. Smith go on there and say, you know, nobody wants to go to the Celtics? You see, they got bombed
wide receiver for the 49ers was shot.
Right. Ricky Pearsall.
Pearsall was shot. And by the way, we just learned, Jeffrey, remember yet last week we were talking about crime, auto thefts? What city leads the country in auto thefts?
San Francisco.
Yeah, so, but does he say, "I don't know, you know, I can't see the Warriors getting anyone because the condition of
nobody
that city.
Wants to step over all those homeless people out there.
So,
you know?
But then no. Why? So because, why? Why is it the thing that defines Memphis?
I wish I had a good socioeconomic question or answer for you on that. I don't know.
I think some of it is
I can only if I were to theorize, if I may, Stephen A. Smith doesn't know anything else about Memphis.
Well, we settled partly on there's not a competing great thing about another image about Memphis to compete with this. Like in New Orleans, there's people are having fun and Mardi Gras and Jazz Fest and you know what I mean, right? And in Memphis, what are we going to say? Oh no, we're not talking prime because we're talking about Graceland. With all due respect, or the Blues. Like the Blues are kind of like you know what I mean. It's not like Nashville's got country music to you know. Like I heard yesterday that there's a stat that there's actually within a certain proximity to Bridgestone been many more incidents than there have been in a proximity to FedEx Forum. But whatever. No one cares about that. No one cares about the actual data. You know, it just becomes your reputation. And it is really hard to change a reputation. Although, and this is my point, John, I want a revenge tour. Because when the Grizzlies were kicking ass and going to the Western Conference Finals, everyone was talking about what a great town Memphis is. It's got soul and heart and whatever else.
Yep.
So the solution here is the Grizzlies to kick ass next year.
I mean, yeah, that helps. It does, you know, because also it would mean Stephen A. Smith would spend time here, you know. And it was weird because he acknowledged, like, great sports town, great fans, great people.
That was just the one.
And then proceeded –
take a giant dump on everybody. Right. So, yeah, appreciate that. Appreciate that very much. But, I think Memphis is a place where you have to be. You got to be in it. You got to really feel it to know. Because it's easy to look at it from a distance and say, man, that place is a dump. Like, I even had one guy, you know, I won't name him, but in this college basketball group chat that I'm in, he came in for the EYBL event that Memphis had, you know, back in May. And he texted the group. He said, man, Memphis is bleak. Now, I don't know, you know, what he saw or didn't see or, you know, I think people that's come.
What's interesting is during the Tyson Lewis fight, just slight, again, this is 20 years ago now, right? The world's media came here for that. And they all left saying, Memphis, what a cool place. Like it's and in the early days when FedEx Forum first opened and NCAA tournaments came here, you'd hear people saying the same thing. Like GP would show his friends around and like, what a cool place, you know, man, this is great. Arena's right there off Beale Street. Like, so I don't know. Okay. I want to get to, the Memphis Tigers had an event, out in Lakeland, I guess it was last night, at the Owner's Box Sports Grill. And,
away from all the crime.
And Penny said, let's see, on Dane Danger, said nothing's happened, basically. Haven't heard anything. That's what he said. Haven't heard anything on Dane Danger. On the Tigers team itself and the lack of buzz, he said, it doesn't matter. Because I just need a team that's going to run through a wall, that's just going to play hard, and we can handle it from there. Because no one really knows what we're going to do. We're never preseason top 25. We always have to work, and we always have to grind, and we are willing to do that. This group is so connected, doing very well. We've got leadership, guys stepping up with leadership and communication, et cetera. We've done a phenomenal job of teaching, getting guys to understand, and they're buying in. Do you make anything of what he said or what he didn't say? Anything that was said or not said by Penny last night that struck you as revealing?
Really? I mean, it's a weird roster in that it just feels totally random. But I think it could be good. I mean, the talent is absolutely there. I mean, that's the one thing. It's like, it's not as...
Is it then? Why is it ranked 40th in Portal? You know, it's a totally Portal team, and it's ranked 40th in is the talent there?
I would counter that by saying there's zero chance Memphis had the 40th best budget in college basketball. So you should be proud of that, Jeff.
Well, that's fine, but no one... Let me ask you another question.
They've overachieved relative to what they have.
That's fine. People care about W's and L's, not efficiency, dollar efficiency.
No, I think people could care about what they want to care about, but you need to also be realistic in this new landscape.
Okay, let me ask you this. Parth said in his story, and this is the way Parth framed it, he called it a roster, quote-unquote, headlined by Doug McDaniel, Sincere Parker, and Aaron Bradshaw. Are those the headliners? Do you think that's correct? Headlined by those three?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that sounds right. I mean, those are, you know, I mean, Aaron Bradshaw is one of three top five players that has played for Memphis in the Rivals history, in the Rivals era. I mean, so you're working with that off top. Doug McDaniel has done it at the Big Ten level, even though it was a weird thing with him at Michigan. Like, he could only play road games. He couldn't play home games, like, because of an academic thing, or maybe it was vice versa. He was a very good player. Like, people raved about him that year. And then that entire Kansas State team was a disaster all around. I mean, it was not well constructed. It was not – the money was not spent well. Like, you know, and they still, you know, for a moment, for a week or two in January, they were the number one team at Torvik, believe it or not. You know, so – I actually do think Doug is going to bring a lot to this team, you know, especially in the point guard position. I think it's important. You know, I'm hopeful that Aaron Bradshaw can finally, you know, be the player that he was projected to be at a high school top five guy. Something's there. You know, it's just all pay to find. And then Sincere has filled it up, you know. I mean, they beat Clemson last year in McNeese State. So he's bringing sort of some toughness, some winning, you know, to the table. So, yeah, I mean, I it's going to be an AAC favorite, and they probably win the conference and they go to the tournament. And, you know, I don't think the ceiling is that high, but, you know, year to year, if you're a tournament team in this new landscape, like, I think you have to be happy with that.
Ed Scott, he didn't talk to the media, but he talked to the assembled fans. And he said about the Big East stuff, the PAC and the Big East reports, Pete Thamel wrote about all that came up. And this is what he said. You can read whatever you want on social media, but if you don't hear it from me, then it's not true yet. Thoughts?
Well, then he needs to talk.
I what I thought was interesting was, well, hey, that's first of all, just as a factual matter, not true. Things are actually true that we have not yet heard from Ed. Right. Like, so whatever. Right, but what's interesting to me was the yet at the end of it. Like, you can read whatever you want in the media, but if you don't hear it from my mouth, that's what he said, then it's not true. He didn't say then it's not true. He said then it's not true yet. I think that's a very significant yet. I underlined the yet metaphorically. I circled the yet. The yet means it might soon be true. What?
Well, that could be an expanded timeline. There's no deadline on
that's clearly true. But yet, Jeffrey, tell me, is that yet insignificant? Don't you think that yet has some significance?
No, I totally agree with you.
Yeah. It means it's
like 2 years. 2 years is a.
That's true.
2 years is a relatively short amount of time. You know, in the grand scheme of
geologic,
you know what I mean?
Time, it certainly is.
Yeah, so I mean, and that's the wave that I operate on.
Well, and also
geologic time.
More times than not, what we see is these things get announced 2 years in advance, and then takes place then. So yeah.
But anyway. I mean, we already had the report. We already had the reporting for Thamel that they wouldn't even start these discussions until 2027, 2028. Right. So I'm not expecting anything in the way of.
They wouldn't start the discussions until 2027, 2028.
Correct. That was the way he put it. He said he would not expect those discussions to begin.
Which to me implies everyone's waiting. All eyes are on the ACC because around 2027, 2028 is when the schools would be preparing to try to either go to the Big Ten or the SEC if they can.
Let me ask you. Go ahead.
I was going to say 2030 is like the 2030, 2031 is like that big, you know, grant of rights deal. And I don't know when Memphis's deal with the AAC is up. Like I'm assuming it all kind of coincides then and there.
John, thank you very much. I'll be listening.
All right. Thanks, brother. Yep.
It is the summer of 1,000 engagements over Robert Irwin Jewelers, an amazing event that they do whereby, listen, 40% off engagement rings, anniversary bands, wedding sets, all of that at the summer of 1,000 engagements. But in addition to that, they're giving away diamonds. I mean, like whatever. You can get a free Chick-fil-A sandwich some places or whatever else. But at Robert Irwin Jewelers, they are giving away diamonds while supplies last during the summer of 1,000 engagements. Spend $9.99 or more, and you get free diamond jewelry. That's it. Spend $9.99 or more, and you get free diamond.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.